Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
When the Virginia Farm Bureau held its annual convention last month, members heard a presentation that may have shocked them a few years ago. A group described as being from the marijuana industry told the convention about how much money farmers might earn by growing the currently illegal crop. Of course, that currently illegal status is a significant obstacle, and it's probably not going away anytime soon. But as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, some opinions in the General Assembly might be starting to evolve.
This is a story by Jack Jacobs. He's a reporter with the Tidewater Review. You know, he mentioned that Senator Tommy Norman, one of the most powerful legislators in the state, he would be willing to file legislation to take the first steps towards decriminalizing possession of small amounts of marijuana in Virginia.
The big selling point for any state, of course, is potential tax revenue. And there was a good bit of talk at the convention about how legalization in Colorado has worked out on that score.
Colorado generated $193 million last year. In perspective, that's about a little less than half of what the Virginia lottery brings in each year.
Many people say Virginia should give marijuana the same chance it's giving to another illegal crop. That other crop would be hemp.
Right. There are efforts underway. They've been underway for years to do some test pilot programs of hemp, which is a cousin of marijuana, but has much lower THC levels. Several universities are doing a study supported by the state.
But as a reminder that marijuana as a crop still has a tough row to hoe in Virginia, a spokesman for Senator Norman told the paper that if a decriminalization bill is introduced at all, it should not be seen as a first step toward legalization. David, in our next story, there are people in King George County, that's on the Potomac east of Fredericksburg, who would rather not drink the water. And they're saying so online.
This story is by Kathy Dyson, a reporter with the Freelance Star. And in March, they did a boil water alert for their system in Oakland Park. Ever since then, there's been a lot of discussion. And this kind of took off on Facebook, as it can on social media. A woman put a photo of the results of the water test at her home off Route 3 near US 1. She said it showed very high levels of bromine, chlorine, and she wrote, quote, "We are slowly being poisoned and it's extremely upsetting." That got a reply quickly from someone in Chatham Village saying, "Boy, the water here tastes like chlorine." And then someone from Dow Green chimed in with, "It smells like sulfur here." Before you knew it, the King George County Service Authority meeting had 40 people show up to complain about the water.
The chairman of the Service Authority Board responded at the meeting. He said there's no cause for alarm. And he said some of the taste and smell issues are products of the water system's history.
You know, this is a rural county. They've cobbled together buying up private systems that are antiquated and so forth. And they've had to take on quite a bit of debt to do that. In fact, the service authority is at $38 million in debt. So they're trying to upgrade their systems, but they've been trying to do it without going into more debt.
Well, that being as it is, another woman quoted in the story sort of summed up the mood of the meeting.
She said, quote, "You all need to work on this. You all need to meet our needs. It's a serious issue."
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.